We're live at EXT with local 518 Cradle Switch.
Hi there.
Hello, Chris.
Farrellyn, why don't you tell me first, how did you all meet? And then we're gonna get everybody to say a few words.
Yeah, good. Well, I happen to be married to the drummer, David Norman. So we've known each other a pretty long time. And we play music all over the area. And we were jamming in Cambridge, a lot at the Cambridge Hotel when it was open. And Dave Lawler, who plays guitar and mandolin, would come and play music with us. We would get together pretty frequently to play, formally and informally. And then after a year or two, Kate started coming to our jam sessions in Cambridge too. We knew Kate from Bennington College, where she and I both attended, and David works there, so we all knew each other that way. This year, we brought Dave Cuden on upright bass, and that's been a really great addition.
David, tell me how you started first playing music.
Started when I was around 14, 15. Come from a family of a lot of musicians, but like really good ones. And so I was always hesitant to play music. So when I started, it was quickly apparent that I wasn't as good as they are. I started playing this kind of music.
What kind of music did they play?
You name it. From ragtime to jazz to classical to metal fusion, whatever.
And Kate, when did you first start playing music?
I started with the piano when I was just a little thing, about 4 years old or so. My mom taught me how to read music with that instrument. And then I don't know when it happened, but I fell in love with the violin when I was about six and did classical lessons up through college. And then I met an incredible fiddle teacher there at Bennington. My world totally shifted to folk and bluegrass, and I love it, improvisation, and it's been just a really wonderful way to meet good friends, too.
And Dave over there on the drums, when did you first start playing some music?
About 35 years ago, my son was in a little alternative school, and they were going to do a fundraiser, and I was helping. And I had some friends that played music. They weren't in a band, and I asked them if they could play music at the fundraiser, and they said, yeah, sure, as long as you play drums. And so I started playing drums so that they would be at the fundraiser, and that's pretty much how it started.
That's great. And then they made it easy for me. There's yet another David in the band.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that you guys did this for me, just for me. Did you start right out playing bass?
I didn't start playing bass. Yeah. I started with singing and playing classical guitar when I was in high school. When I was in college, I had a minor in music composition, sang in a punk rock band that played in New York City for about 7 or 8 years. Then I played a lot of jazz in the East Village in Brooklyn and moved back up here in 2005. I play jazz locally and bluegrass and write my own songs at the piano. And in this band, I'm basically the bass player, which is kind of a welcome relief.
How did you guys decide to start a band together? How did that come about?
Well, I'll tell you, this is sort of a family band, or at least it started out that way. And it still has that feel, I have to say, which is really nice. My daughter, Cora, graduated from Bard College in about, I guess it was 2010. She had picked up the guitar her senior year and came home after college and wanted to explore performing. So we said, well, let's start a band. We all play in other bands as well as this, too. So we were in two or three bands. So we started Cradle Switch with her. She picked the name, and we just played around Cambridge, Bennington, that area. So we did that for about a year and a half, and then she took off for LA. And then these guys just sort of filtered in over time. So that's how long we've been around and how it started. And I play my dad's old Gibson and my grandfather's banjo, which also is such a nice thing in the family aspect of the band.
Your daughter picked the name?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the significance of Cradle Switch?
Yeah, so we have this little book at home with names of obscure things that people typically don't know the name of. People, like, don't know the name of the uvula in the back of your throat and this and that and different things that you use. So the Cradle Switch is really the switch that you put your phone in the cradle to hang it up, and then it switches it off, and then when you pick it up, it switches it on. So that's called a Cradle Switch, but who knows that, right?
I want to know why our name isn't uvula.
That's a good question. We were sort of intrigued by all the different ways that name, that phrase, could be interpreted. So some people feel like, you know, it means like someone stole a child from the hospital, or the parent-daughter thing switching places, because she was really the lead singer at that time. And so we just kind of like the obscurity of it.
We're live at EXT. Local 518 Cradle Switch is here. What would you like to say about 15 Tears, this first song you'll play for us?
We have an honorary band member who's not here today. His name is Chip McDonald, and he writes lyrics for some of our songs. He wrote lyrics for two of the songs you'll be hearing today. Chip wrote the lyrics for this song. We just love it. Chip gets these lyrics in his sleep, and he wakes up and he emails them to us, and then we set them to music. So it's a really fun collaboration.
We're live at EXT, local 518 Cradle Switch.
Mm-hmm.
get 15 tears per month. 15 tears per month. 15 tears per month. 15 tears per month. Eastbound, westbound, rain or snow.
From Cambridge, New York. This is your home for local music. For Local 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 EXT.
It was dark and late. Cop car was stolen. The sheriff's daughter was raped. But I swear to you boys, and I know how this sounds, I ain't never been down to Elizabethtown. I've been here and I've been there and I've been all around, but I never settled in Elizabethtown. like me. I swear on the Bible, when the sun went down, I was 500 miles from Elizabethtown. I've been here and I've been there and I've been all around, but you never saw me in Elizabethtown. Inside, no one will believe me, and God knows I've tried. It'll be seven more before the rope comes around. I can be rid of Elizabethtown. I've been here and I've been there and I've been all around, but you'll never catch me in Elizabethtown. No, you'll never catch me in Elizabethtown.
Local 518, we're live at EXT. That's Cradle Switch. They're playing the song Elizabethtown, their self-titled debut record. And tell me about the song Elizabethtown that you guys just played. Dave was singing that.
This is another one that Chip McDonald wrote. He wrote the lyrics to 15 Tears as well. Farrellyn actually wrote 15 Tears. I wrote the music to Elizabethtown. So Elizabethtown is, I think, one of the songs Chip usually, I think a lot of the songs that Chip writes usually come to him in either dream form or some type of co-opting of his mental space by people he feels that don't physically exist any longer. But Elizabethtown's not one of them. He said this is ripped from the headlines from Elizabethtown, New York. Yeah, it's all about somebody wrongfully imprisoned for a heinous crime he didn't commit.
How long ago was that?
I think it was probably in the 80s.
Oh, wow. Not that long ago. Kate, it looked like you wanted to say something.
Well, I was just going to note the coincidence.
Kate used to date somebody from Elizabethtown.
Well, that too.
But it wasn't this guy.
Thankfully.
Thank you for the introduction, Dave. No, I lived in Adirondacks.
Another heinous crime.
Yeah, they're going to keep going with this for a little while. It's a good topic, so I'll just sit back. I was just living in the Adirondacks for the past 3 years, and when we started playing the song, I was like, is this the Elizabethtown that's literally 23 minutes from my apartment? And it is. And Chip and I never talked about it. We never had any sort of connection, so it's kind of been a little small world thing in the band.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You've sort of described how songwriting works for these two songs, but how does songwriting work normally for the other songs that you guys play?
For me, it all tends to come at once, lyrics, melody, chords. But more often than not, I'll get like a verse and a chorus and then I got to work for the rest, which is fine. You know, it's a good exercise. I don't know how it goes for you, Dave. That's kind of just how it happens for me.
For myself, I start with the chords. Then I sing melodies over those chords until I come up with a melody. And then I do the words last.
We all share Chip's philosophy that he doesn't really want to take credit for his lyrics. He just feels like these things come to him and he's being present and paying attention and taking the time to write them down. And I kind of feel that way too. If you just commit yourself to it, give it some room in your life to happen, it'll happen.
For the band and for the songs that you play, do each of you write songs that get then played by Cradle Switch?
Kate, no, I don't. Because I'm just a drummer and it would sound horrible.
I tend to, the lines that I write on the fiddle, I mean, we all do a lot of improvisation in this band.
Right.
So I don't think there's ever been any version of a song that's the same as another version. It's a little bit different each time. We all kind of write on the spot our own parts a bit within a structure. The big time songwriting, the bones come from Dave and Farrellyn, and Dave here too.
And we do spend quite a bit of time working on our arrangements as a group, and that's a really nice collaboration. I just especially love that part of it, developing things and changing things and coming up with new ideas and new endings and whatever. That's just really fun for me.
Well, I appreciate you guys dropping by and playing some songs for us today.
Thanks for having us. It's been really nice to be here.
Let's remind folks again, your website's the Facebook page, right?
Yep.
Cradle Switch. Look for that on Facebook. Well, best of luck. This is a great record. Thanks again for coming by.
Yeah, thanks.
Anybody want to say anything about this Long Road to Hoe?
Sure. This is the first song I ever wrote. I kept putting it down and coming back to it. It took me a long time to finish it. finally one day it just clicked and I feel really good about where it ended up. You know, there's a lyric in there, something about dark cloudy day, and I really did write it on a dark cloudy day. And I think you'll hear that in the song. It's a really special song to me, especially.
It's not about our relationship.
No.
Oh. It's a previous relationship that Carolyn had, so
okay.
I don't want to get blamed for
it. You know, sometimes things work and sometimes they don't. And even if they don't, you get good things out of it, like a song and kids.
I'm hitched to that man like a wagon. Two babies and I don't know how I'll ever be free to live my own life. But now I'm just biding my time. Well, I don't know what I was thinking. Too young to know my own mind. I reap what I've sown in my little girl, living on all of her cares, working and waiting, a smile on her face, inside a heart full of tears. And it's a long road home when the sun burning down feels so cold, and the rain won't make
Switch. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.